There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hunter at first, 3-3 game. He strokes it out to right center field. Taylor is back. He's at the wall, and it bounces over the fence. That's out of here. It's a two-run go-ahead home run for Garrett Mitchell. The Brewers look like they might have been down and out, and Milwaukee takes a 5-3 lead over the Mets.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Urseg comes set waist high. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. The Royals are moving on to the ALDS.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Swing a little chopper to the right side. Keith at second has it. Up and over to first. And the Detroit Tigers' magic carpet ride continues as the Tigers upend the Houston Astros. A two-game sweep here in Texas. This young Tiger team taking game number 2, 5-2. And it's on to the ALDS in Cleveland.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
All right. 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080, The Fan.
Here we go.
Canada loves me when I come.
Mountain in my house.
Good morning, everybody.
What is happening?
How we doing? Happy Thursday.
Canada loves them some Jason Swigard.
Yeah, they do.
This is a reality. It's a fact. We learned that yesterday. They love when he comes, man.
Yes. I would actually
You've
make
been
the
going
argument.
With a blasphemous narrative for years that I hate Canada. I love Canada.
I would make the argument Jason Swigard loves himself some Jason
I think
Swigard.
He absolutely loves himself some
we
Jason
should all
Swigard.
Love ourselves.
we
Canada
think.
Loves him when I come.
Oh, it's so good. I love it, man.
I think he's worried about this as a drop because he told me right before the show, he goes, you understood the context of what I was saying, right? I'm like, dude, yeah, but it was just how you said it. It's the beginning of this drop.
Canada loves me when I come.
That's the whole point of drops. That's why they're so beautiful. There is no content. Like when people, you know, say,
no, dude, get right to the meat.
There's no content. That's the whole point
context.
Of them. Context. Yeah. Excuse me. No context. Sorry. My
no, it's great brain's content.
Broken. My brain is broken. Yeah. I had an alarm go off. Not an alarm. What are the carbon monoxide? Whatever they call it.
Monitor. Beep,
monitor. Went, yeah, dude. At like 3:30 this morning.
Beep.
And I don't know why it always seems to happen in the middle of the night. And I don't know.
It actually went off indicating there was
no, just dead battery. No,
no, the dead battery.
Just the dead battery. And it just every like 15 seconds. So the first one doesn't wake you up. The second one, there's like a slight like, what? And then you kind of fall back to sleep. And then it happens again. And you want to just. Yeah. just break things. I just, and then I can't, it's too late in the morning where I'm not going back to sleep. So now I'm just laying in bed for another 30 minutes, angry at the world that this stupid thing is beeping at me at 3:45.
So I had one of these, I think it was the smoke detector. I don't think it was a monoxide one. It was beeping and it got annoying. So last year I went and grabbed a ladder. And it was like, it's like really high where it is.
Hard to replace.
I don't know why you would put it where it was. I was on like a real ladder in my house.
A little wobbly. Somebody hold the bottom.
Yeah, it kind of was. And I got to the point where I just ripped it off.
No more.
It's gone. Now I have like 7 in my house.
Ah, you're fine then.
But recently, I want to say about...
That's a big spread you got out there.
Yeah, that is. It's a lot of alarms and detectors. I don't have a great... rooms you got, man.
I don't have a ton of square footage, but my house is built in a way that looks big. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
And so I ripped it right off the ceiling, and I've never put it back on. In fact, I don't know where it is. But we had another one start beeping about 4 weeks ago, and I'm like, ah, crap, I'm going to have to find this one.
Here we go again.
And after half a day... Stop beeping, has not beeped since.
So you explained that one to me.
Yeah.
So battery was dead, now no longer dead.
Well, I thought
or
that
smoke
beeping...
was detected and then no longer detected.
No smoke.
No smoke.
No smoke.
Weird.
Yeah, I've never had that. Usually they beep until you change. Like, change.
There's a little light that blinks sometimes too when the battery's dead and you got to go replace it.
It didn't beep for that long either. It was like, I want to say it was like half a day. It was like every 30 minutes you'd hear like, right. Beep. And then like 30 minutes, like, beep.
It just makes you so angry too, especially if you have that many in your house because you don't know right off the bat which one it is. You just hear a faint noise in the distance, and now I got to go like stand under each one,
yeah,
and wait and see. Okay, nope, I heard it. It wasn't that one. Okay, now go stand by the next one. You just kind of go alarm by alarm. One of my favorite stories about my dad ever was we were in Charlotte years ago visiting my brother when he still lived there. My mom was dealing with cancer at the time, so she wasn't on the trip. It was just me and my dad. And we were in my brother's house in Charlotte, and the carbon monoxide alarm started going off. Not like the battery dead, but like there's carbon monoxide in the house. Everybody get out of the house. And my brother had 2 young kids at the time, and he's like freaked, panicked, like everybody out, called the fire department, somebody get over here quickly. And my dad and his stubbornness, which maybe will tell me why I am the way that I am, refused to leave the house. He was like, there's nothing wrong. Newer houses have these alarms go off all the time. You guys are fine. So we're all standing outside. It was like 40 degrees freezing. He's literally standing in the kitchen making toast as the fire department walks into the house to like check out the alarms. And guess who ended up being right?
Your dad.
He was right. There was like a faulty thing with the wiring of the alarm. It was just going off. There was no carbon monoxide in the house, but I will always have that visual of my dad. Like, you guys are dead. Stop it. He's just in there buttering his toast early in the morning as this alarm's going off throughout the entire house.
Are you more like your dad than your mom?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was that. If you want to know more about my personality, that's how stubborn I am too.
Like, but you were out in the front.
We're fine. I was out front. It was mainly because I want to support my brother. He's freaked out. I want to be out here with him. But I think my dad's probably right. We're going to be okay and not die of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Knowing your dad a little bit, having been around him, I don't know why I have this, but in my mind now, I'm seeing your dad in a really nice new kitchen t-shirt, tidy whities, buttering toast,
just hanging like Walter White making meth out in the middle of New Mexico, just like, hey, what's going on, fire department? Yeah, it's over there. I think we're okay, nothing to worry about.
Yeah, son's freaking out,
everybody will be fine.
Teach him, he doesn't know yet.
Yeah, stop panicking, things go faulty sometimes, there's no carbon monoxide.
Isn't it, now if I might be wrong here, I might have snitched on myself here, isn't it illegal to take those off?
I believe that it is. Yeah.
What if you got like, I'm not kidding, I think I have 6 or 7 of them.
See, now, again, I don't have any expertise on this. I would tell you that you're okay. If you have that many around your house, like one, if you have a fire, one of them is going to go off.
But what if that was my only carbon monoxide?
Well, that's true. Now, you don't know if it's carbon monoxide or fire.
How do you tell the difference? They look exactly the same.
That's a good point.
Shouldn't one?
Valid argument.
Like, make it a color. Make it like black.
Yeah, it needs to be easier to figure that out.
And I'm sure somebody's going to text or tweet or something and tell us, be like, you idiots, it's this. it's going to be a button and it says monoxide on it.
It definitely will.
And I'll go, oh, didn't even see that. Sorry.
Yeah, well, I did that this morning because I know the batteries are in a closet somewhere and it's like dark. I'm not turning lights on. So I took the thing down and I took the battery out and it's just sitting on the counter. I'll get to it.
You'll get to it this afternoon.
When I get home.
Yeah.
I also feel like those batteries always last the same amount of time and they always go off in the middle of the night. So my hope is if I replace it in the middle of the afternoon, then the next time it dies on me, it will be like 3:30 on a Tuesday in the afternoon, not in the morning.
I felt very, very old at Costco not long ago. I got in there with the cart. I like to go to Costco twice a month.
Yeah.
One time, it's just usually for me. I like to go in there, peruse,
kinda
see
walk
what's
around,
up.
See what pops up.
Tons of Christmas already. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
I'm all in. Let's do it.
But I'm a little ashamed to admit this, and it was something I did that made me just... You know, I'm 37. I'm going to be 38 in December. I'm not that old.
You're getting old, man.
But also, you look at it the other way, high school wasn't 10 years ago.
No, it was not.
The 20 year is coming up in June.
Next summer.
And so I'm at a weird stage where I don't feel old, but I know that I'm pretty close to being, quote, old, considered, you know, by the young guys.
You're almost over the hill.
And I'm in Costco. And I'm so ashamed to admit this. As I'm going down, I'm passing aisles, I look to my left and I go, oh, batteries are $6 off.
This is a good
deal. So I bought three packs of bat. I was so excited too. I'm like, these are for the smoke alarms. Oh, we need double A's.
You gotta have, everybody needs double A's.
Sometimes they're triple A's. They surprise you. So I bought three packs of batteries, and I was like excited as I put them in my shopping cart. La da 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 da. I'm like,
great.
I'm old. I'm washed. I'm excited about buying batteries right now.
It's a nice little Tuesday, man. You're going home with a year's supply of, but you're not going to have to worry about buying batteries for the rest of the year. And I don't think you need to be ashamed about this. I can't even begin to tell you how many times over the last 2 years we've had something go out and be dead, you know, need a battery.
Yeah.
And not had a battery in the house.
I had the same problem, like, which is why I got excited.
Do we not have any batteries? No, there's no, we don't have any double A's left. Okay, great. Now I got to go on Amazon and order a box of double A batteries.
Or
it'll be here in 48 hours.
But the one remote needs the triple A.
Yes, it's different.
That's why I got the three pack. It was the square one.
You
got
to have the square ones for the whatever.
Yeah, those are the 9 volts.
The 9 volts. And then I got the double A's and the triple A's because I've had every situation happen in my life.
I'm jealous of you, man. I'm not going to lie. I'm really jealous right now.
I jumped on a good deal. It's not that I'm ashamed. I'm not. I'm telling you, I was really happy about it.
Yeah.
It was that when I got home with the three packs of batteries, I realized how happy I was, and I went, yeah, we're going to be 40 soon.
This is great.
We're going to be 40.
What's the sign of your turning 40? I love buying batteries now, man.
Yeah.
I'm kind of that way as I've gotten older. There's no worse gift that you can get as a child than getting socks for Christmas.
Sure.
Like, just the worst. Like, really?
Clothes in general, I always didn't like. Because, like, one, you don't know if I like that for sure.
You have no clue, right? And it usually doesn't fit, or it's something that your mom thinks looks good. And you're like, I'm not going to wear this to school. I'm going to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
But socks, as I've gotten older, I realize, one, they're just a gold mine. Right. I don't ever buy myself socks. So the only time you get them is usually around Christmas. And if you do have to go buy yourself socks, I'm blown away at how expensive they are. And so that's one of my old things of, like, when people gift me socks, super excited now. Because I don't want to buy them for myself. Because, like, 4 socks cost, like, $30, I feel like. The price on socks is out of control in this country.
Well, it is. But also, it's the quality, too. So, like, there's higher-end socks, and you can laugh at the price you pay for a pair of socks.
You can feel the difference, though.
But I've gotten those jumbo packs by a certain sports company, and I have holes in them, like, the third time I wear them. And I'm like... Well, what was the point of this?
This is stupid. Now I got to go buy whole new socks.
And then, like, I'm always the guy that takes the shoe off at a get-together, and I'm the one person who just... You know you have a hole in your sock?
Yeah.
I didn't. Damn it. I don't know what to do here. I'm sorry.
Looking at my feet.
Yeah, stop looking at my feet.
Stop looking at my hole.
What are you into over there, huh?
Don't look at my hole.
Come on now.
That's my hole.
Eyes up here, okay? Eyes up here.
No, I mean, look. It's... It's one of those proud, but as we get older, and swag, I mean, I don't mean to make fun of you, but you have to have something like at 50 that you're like, you're not ashamed of it, but yeah, I'm 50. This indicates that I'm 50 years old.
Boy, I don't know, because there's a renaissance when you go to Empty Nest.
A renaissance,
and you don't have to worry about all of the things.
You're just back to taking care of yourself. That's
taking
it.
Taking care of myself, and you know,
that's a good way of putting it. A renaissance.
What makes the missus happy? What, you know? What does she need? But
I know
what
she needs.
Canada loves me when I come.
We know what she needs.
Maple leaves.
We said absolute anarchy ensues when batteries are scarce in our household. Kids' toys never take the batteries you happen to have.
So if you came over to my house today and we're hanging out and something died, it would be within 15 seconds like that. What do you need?
I got you.
They're two doubles. Gotcha. Boom. Bam. Big pack.
You're going to get like a Batman utility belt with specialized little notches for all your different size batteries?
No, but you make that joke. I did stumble across on my algorithm. This is, again, showing my age. My algorithm showed me a jumbo battery box that open, and it organizes your batteries, so it's like a whole row of double.
Yeah, that sounds delightful. That's an infomercial. What is it? The Battery Buddy?
It's something like that. Yeah.
That sounds delightful.
It was on my Instagram feed, and I went, well,
that's
I don't usually follow this.
That's one of those sort of semi-infomercial, along with the Flex Seal guy or whatever.
Yes.
Battery Buddy is popping up. There is a Battery Buddy that you could buy.
Maybe it's the Battery Caddy. I don't know.
And it's a big
NHL Network, like if you're watching like the On the Fly recap of NHL Network, that's one of those commercials that shows up.
The Battery Daddy.
There you go.
The Battery Daddy battery holder.
Yeah, right.
I'm buying this thing. Well, first off, I got to get batteries to fill up my Battery Daddy, and then I'm getting back, because I don't even know if I have the battery needed at home to put it into the monoxide detector.
It's usually the 9-volt.
I don't know if I have any 9-volts left. I can't remember the last time we bought 9-volts.
Look, batteries are not cheap even when they're $5, $6 off, but I'm telling you, somebody who did it, you're going to get past that price as soon as you leave the store and say, I'm glad I did this.
Stocked.
Yes. I'm stocked.
I'm ready to go.
I don't have to worry about this.
No batteries are needed in my house for the next year.
Bring on Christmas with the kids. Yes. Not batteries. I got it.
Exactly. Batteries not included. They are in my house.
Oh. You're damn right they are. Yeah. Right up there, right up the hallway.
Oh, good morning. We're all 1,000 years old, if you can't tell by this conversation.
We made it in on time today, so we got that going for us.
Yeah, traffic. Look at that. No traffic issues.
I took a new route. I'm done.
Excellent.
I quit 84.
Different routes.
Now, are you paying attention to what you're driving by? Are you discovering any new?
No.
There's a thing here. Or
no,
whatever.
I'm pretty familiar with the area. I went there a lot in a younger age, and I drive home the same way. So I just go in and I get on 5 right there where the exchange is, and I laugh at 84 as I pass it.
You idiots.
Dumb bastards.
Stupid bitches.
And honestly, the way I drive really was no different in time.
Yeah.
You know, there's nobody on the path I'm going, so.
You're a little bit quicker. Go a few more miles per hour on your way in.
Right foot a little heavy. Yeah.
More than a little.
It's early in the morning. What do you want from me?
I got a little toy electric cart.
It's really easy to get those things moving, man.
Now, once I get to 26, I just put the cruise control on. And
cruise control, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. All right.
God,
well,
we are old. God, we are old.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Hey.
Everybody take their Metamucil?
We did, yeah. I took my multivitamin this morning. You? I'm good to go.
I've stretched.
No, I just got black coffee. I'm good to go.
We know what you are.
Canada loves me when I come.
Happy Thursday.
Multiple people texting in. They got the battery caddy daddy, and they're loving every second.
I'm telling you, these people, they know.
They know what they're doing.
I need to get the battery daddy.
Teach me.
Teach us daddy. let's get it going. Let's start Major League Baseball. I have an admission, and I'm not ashamed, but I want to admit it to you guys.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll start there. Playoff baseball will start next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, welcome back in. Your battery daddies are here, Dirt and Sprague, on a beautiful Thursday morning.
Hey, Daddy Dirt.
There's a lot to get into today. I want to start in the Major League Baseball playoffs.
It's a good little day of baseball yesterday.
My team was eliminated, so speak for yourself.
Welcome to the offseason. It's nice and warm. We're going to Cabo.
We were absolute frauds. We didn't deserve to be there. I can't believe they made it, to be honest with you.
It's pretty shocking. It's pretty shocking. And they, when they had that, when the Padres scored like five in the third inning or something, that big early inning, you're like, it's probably not. But at least they made it a one-run game. It was interesting until the end.
Well, Max Fried is a great young pitcher, but I told you on the show, it's usually pretty early you can get if he's going to be great or not good.
Yeah, if he gets through the third inning, you're in a good spot. If not,
He had a great game sixth year. They won the World Series, but largely in his playoff career. That's Max Fried.
That's who he's been.
It's really unfortunate. Padres look good, though. They look the part.
They do.
And now they've got the Doyers. I'm looking forward to that series. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I think a lot of S-talking going on. Those two squared off 2 years ago in the postseason. We got Otani in the playoffs. So I'm really excited about the Padres advancing and going on to face the Dodgers. I want to be honest with you about something. I watched Tiger Stroh's.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good game.
It was a good game.
I didn't watch a second of Royals O's.
It was in a weird spot in the day for me, too. I didn't see much of that game either.
I was busy doing stuff. And also, if I'm just being honest with you, the way the O's played and finished the year wasn't particularly inspiring. And then the Royals just don't have anything outside of Bobby Witt Jr. for me.
No.
So I'm not like overly antsy to go watch the Royals play baseball.
Totally fair.
So I missed that entire
their starting
game.
Pitching was dominant.
In that series, it was. In both games, they were awesome.
Yeah, one run, right? I mean, one run.
The Royals scored, one run. It was the 3-1 was in two games.
The Royals only scored 3, though.
Yeah, 3-1 was your final score in two games of that series. That's all it takes. Yeah, it was the wife's birthday yesterday, so I was running around doing stuff all afternoon. And so I was listening mostly. I had them on, you know, my phone, or I was listening on 910 just to kind of get a glimpse of what was happening in all the games because I was curious. Saw most of the Detroit-Houston game, not a ton of Kansas City-Baltimore. Saw a lot of the New York-Milwaukee game. And then I didn't flip over to the Atlanta-San Diego game until like the 6th, 7th inning when Atlanta started to make it a little more interesting.
They made it uneasy.
And it was like, all right, let's see if they can make something happen here. They had a ball in the 9th inning, too, that somebody, I can't remember who it was.
Soler, yeah,
lasered one over the center fielder's head, and you're like, oh!
He misplayed it almost. He did. It, like, rose late and was going back, and who was it? It was Jackson, Merrill Jackson.
Yeah, made the catch.
Turn around, and he made a great catch.
He really did. It was funny, though, just to remember.
Jackson Merrill, yeah. Backwards.
Baseball did something that I think is great in terms of interest in markets in the regular season. And that is expand the playoffs. I think it's been a success in the regular season. It keeps more fan bases engaged. You know, look at your team, for example, where you were kind of out, but because of that last wild card spot, you're like, all right, you know, keep me around. All right, let's see if we make it. And if you make it, you never know. And we're getting examples of that of teams winning in the playoffs. But the downside of that and having more teams in the playoffs is that the sport's kind of stupid, and there's no guarantee on who's going to win. And now you look up in the divisional round of the American League playoffs, and you have an 86-win Royals team and an 86-win Tigers team. A Tigers team that, by the way, at the beginning of August was like 10 games below 500.
Oh, yeah.
Do you realize?
Yeah, they're the hottest team in baseball.
It's not even close.
A Rockies-like run the year the Rockies made
yes,
the World
Series. Yes, in 2007. Maybe one of the craziest stats that I have ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Hader is the closer for Houston. He signed as a free agent, and boy, oh boy, did he have a rough day yesterday.
Oh, he blew it.
Blew it. They came back, took the lead. You're like, man, Houston's going to force a game 3. How about that? And not so fast, my friend.
Yeah.
His salary this year is $19 million, Josh Hader. The entire 2024 salary of every Tiger player on their wild card roster, the 26-man roster, adds up to $18.8 million.
How does that...
Josh Hader
is making... Where's the rest of their payroll?
Josh...
Their payroll's not 18.
They don't have any. They had Flaherty, who was a big contract guy, who they traded to the Dodgers at the deadline. He was like one of their big salary guys.
So they're paying him still, right?
I don't know how that worked in the trade, how much they ate of the money.
It has to count on the books.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, of the 26-man wild card roster, those guys, when you add their salaries up, $18.8 million, and the closer that they beat to go to the division round of the playoffs makes more money than their entire team.
You know, it is the one thing about that sport that's fun and kind of dumb.
And it's also not great long term. Well, because the Tigers making a world... A Tigers and Royals ALCS...
Well, it's looming.
...would be a disaster for the sport. Like, I'll watch it because I'm down and I'll keep an eye on it, but that would be a disaster for baseball.
I mean, imagining the Royals beating the Yankees.
Yeah, not getting the Yankees
Judge
ALCS.
Is like 1-21.
It would be terrible, man. Happens with those games. Like, I think Caitlin Clark games are going to outrate that if that's your ALCS matchup.
I think you're right on that.
So it's almost like it's... I love that they did it because it is fun. Your team can get in, and then you just never know, like, if they get hot at the right time. But from a market-to-market standpoint, it's good. League-wise, it's awful.
But okay, so here's the thing. So that Tiger story, just from our perspective, our vantage point, our jobs, that Tiger story is something that's great. It's something you make a movie out of, right? However, this is the unfortunate nature of what baseball is now in our society. Nobody knows anything about that Tiger team, and nobody cares. So, like, people in Detroit can pop off and celebrate and be like, oh, man, our Tigers were the hottest thing in baseball. Oh, everybody's jealous of us. No, nobody knows you, and nobody cares.
No.
In football, I can have the New York Giants. I went and looked this up with the Vikings having the start, right? The preseason, what they become. The New York Giants in 2007, I want to say it's 2007, that team was not very good, but they got in as a wild card.
Got hot.
And then they got the Patriots again because they played them at the end of the year, and they won the Super Bowl. It's one of the great NFL Super Bowl champion stories ever of, oh my God, that team is the best team in the league.
Favre throwing a pick at Lambeau Field in the NFC title game with Coughlin's face frozen.
Right. And I would say the difference is, well, yeah, not the best team, I think, but they won it, And I also knew him because I watch a lot of football.
And Eli Manning is their quarterback.
Nobody watched this Tigers team unless you're a Tiger fan.
Not a second
of
them.
How many national, like Sunday Night Baseball for ESPN or the Fox Saturday, how many
they
of those did the
any.
Tigers
no.
get?
No, they didn't come in with big expectations. They were 10 games below 500 in August. This is not a team that was spotlighted throughout the course of the year.
Well, we follow somebody that works in Detroit, and he constantly, at the end of the year, I'd see him on my feed chastising the fan base. Oh, you guys better get on now before it's too late. And, you know, he's the pregame host, so he's kind of doing the team rah-rah thing. But, like, the point was nobody in Detroit cared about this team.
They traded their second-best player at the deadline. They were sellers at the deadline. They got rid of their good players, thinking we're not going anywhere. And now you're three wins away from the ALCS. It's the beauty and the curse of that sport. Where if it's your team, it's great. Because if they get in, you never know. Like, hey, if we get hot at the right time, I don't have to have the top payroll. It's one of the truly beautiful things about the sport.
Yes.
But when you are a sport that is desperate for attention and ratings and people being interested, and you're fighting this uphill current against the NFL season, their divisional round games on Saturday are going to go head-to-head against college football. And on Sunday, you're going head-to-head against the NFL. Yeah. And on Monday, again, you're going head-to-head against the NFL.
What are the games Saturday?
It's not easy to break through.
All four
divisional series. They all start. So they
and
all play Saturday. And then
the National League games will be two games on Sunday.
Yeah.
Now the Dodgers get the late game.
Dodgers Padres is 5:03 on Sunday. So you're going head to head with Sunday Night Football.
What's the Sunday Night Football game this week?
It's pretty good if I remember correctly.
I believe it's a good game. Hold on. Scrolling.
Is it
Cowboys and Steelers?
Like, I mean, that's not a great game.
But it is a good game because it's Cowboys and Steelers. And there's going to be 30 million people watching.
But I go to
Otani,
Tatis Otani.
I mean, I'm going to watch both of them. I'm excited for that Dodger Padres series.
Machado?
And look, we might still end up with a Dodger Yankee World Series that gets 20 million viewers a game.
They better hope that's what it is.
That's what you're rooting for at this point.
What happens if it's
I think Padres, Yankees,
Brewers and
work.
Tigers would be a disaster.
Brewers, Tigers.
Brewers and Tigers or Brewers, Royals.
Would be a disaster for the
You're
sport.
Just getting baseball fans.
Those Brewer fans got Shambi on the call. That was good.
That was another fun game.
That was a fun game.
That's been kind of a feisty first two games.
Brewers showed fight yesterday. I was proud of them.
That'll be good for them today. It's a solo game, just the one game this afternoon, 4 o'clock. Yeah.
4 o'clock. It's a good time for
7 o'clock in the East Coast. So.
You get a little lead into Thursday Night Football, so you get an hour lead up. And if it's a good game, people will keep watching. So hopefully it's competitive. Baltimore is officially the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Well, we need to talk about talent. That's their 10th straight playoff loss.
They're
not just losing in the playoffs. So I'm used to that as a Braves fan.
Yeah.
They're losing all of their games. 10 straight losses.
Like, win a game. A game. That's all we're asking here. Just one. Give me one.
Even my team's 2-8 since they won the World Series in 21. At least we've won two.
You got a couple, man. You got a couple. And you won a World Series, you know?
What do you do in Baltimore? I see you're abandoning ship, but, like, what happens there?
Corbin Burns is going to leave as a free agent this offseason, so the ace they went and got, they're not going to likely retain. And
did they spend money? Are they a money?
Well, they have a brand new ownership. Remember, they got the new ownership group
because the other guy died, right?
Because they got the Angelos kid out of there.
That's right.
So we'll find out. But all these young guys, they're going to have to start saving money to pay when they get, you know.
Oh, yeah.
When Adley and Gunnar get to arbitration time, they're probably going to want to try to sign them early to like a 6-7 year deal rather than let them get all the way to arbitration and then have to pony up.
Well, if you're Adley, would you do that?
He's the kind of guy that might.
Not be as interested in the slightly bigger contract. Just
but
say,
I think
take a long-term deal for $100 million.
Yeah, if they can't re-sign Burns, they're going to have to get a Burns-like frontline starter.
Well, Freed's gone in Atlanta, so there's one arm that I know is available.
And then they really need a veteran, consistent bat as a DH. If they can go find a veteran guy who maybe
You want them to grab Pujols today? Or
is that who we're giving Pujols to? I like that. Shohei Ohtani available? I heard he's a good DH.
That was a statue last three years in Anaheim. He's like, they should go get a Pujols. I'm like, what?
Just give Ohtani the $1 contract. He's going to sign for that. That's how it works.
Very quickly, because we need to go. Yeah.
I don't know if they could trade for Trout.
You know, Trout has one hit in his postseason career.
Fit right in.
He's never won a playoff game.
One.
Right in.
He hasn't been to the playoff. They haven't been since the Royals went to the World Series in 2014.
I know he's the most maybe one of the more talented players we've ever seen. I just will never put him in the all-time great category, and it's not all his fault.
I mean, that's part of the thing that's exciting this weekend.
That's the lure of playoff.
I hate the Dodgers, but there is an aspect of, like, this is really good. Like, Shohei Ohtani's finally in the playoffs.
I cannot wait to watch him.
He's finally, and I hope he does something. I hope they lose, but I hope he does something cool. I'm in a weird, like, I want him to, you know, it's good for the sport.
You want him to keep going,
also,
but
screw
you don't
them.
Want the team to keep going.
It'd be funnier if they lost in the World Series.
Just wait till the Dodgers go to the middle innings of their bullpen.
Very quickly, yay or nay? Hey, you are shaking in your boots about the San Diego Padres beating your Doyers.
Shaking in my boots.
Okay.
Their starting rotation is scary, and the Dodgers not having a starting rotation is scary.
Well, that's going to be an interesting series because they're divisional foes.
Now, the Dodgers can score 10 runs a game. They can do that, but they're going to have to do that.
I'm going to stick with the theme coming up next. I'm going to pivot out of baseball here. Payback weekend.
Hmm?
Talk about that next on The Fan. All right, welcome back in. I can't turn it down, so I'm not here.
He's taking a pee.
He doesn't know when to break it down.
I've lifted the embargo on certain artists for the show.
Really?
Yeah. Why do we have to pay the price?
It's not that well.
Yeah. I enjoy this. It's a good song, man. I like this. It's a great song.
He's got a lot of great
songs. His catalog is incredible. I've lifted the embargo on Remix to Ignition as well.
Really?
Should be the national anthem.
A little bit of that toot toot.
Give me a little bit of that beep beep. I don't know where he is.
I don't think he knows. The break's been over for over a minute now.
We already played it. We already played it. There we go.
It's literally been a minute. There you go.
Okay. Hey.
He's the one that knows.
He should know the clock.
Yeah.
Wow, we are.
You know what happened?
We're light today.
He went to a Timber match last night.
Yeah,
and so he's on his ninth cup of coffee because he went.
He's peeing every 47 seconds. Did they win yesterday?
No, they lost.
No.
Tell him the shot differential between them and the opponent.
26 Timber shots, 7-4.
They outshot their opponent 26-7.
Yes,
and they lost the game.
Their goal was a fluky goal off a deflection. At the
end
of
the first half.
That
sounds like a hockey game.
Yeah, it was the natives were restless.
A little, I would say so. That's a lot of shots on goal, though. Do you give them credit for that? They're generating offense, clearly.
Yeah, but
gotta find the back of the twine.
Not a lot of their goalkeeper didn't have to make a lot of great saves.
Not quality chances.
No,
just volume of chances.
They were trying to make the perfect play rather than just one time and a couple in there to you know, try to get a deflection or something.
I've been rewatching Lasso. And because I miss it, and I'm excited they're going to do another season.
Such a heartwarming show.
It just makes you feel good.
Definitely does.
And there is a funny line in there where Roy Kent's basically knowing he's at the end, and Lasso's talking to his wife, "Oh, I could go to America, where I'd be dominant, by the way." And I just started laughing. Like, yeah, it's our MLS league right there.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it.
Poll question is up. Do you know you're old when you get excited about buying a Costco pack of batteries? Yes or no? You can vote at Dirt and Sprague.
I'm going to go vote on that one right now.
We will get to... I don't know if this story has made the rounds much. It caught my attention, and it proves how psychotic and kind of dumb college football coaches are.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about there.
I didn't know what I was talking about there.
Dirty little tease. I like that.
So we'll get to that at 6:45. I wanted to talk about payback weekend in the National Football League this weekend. We've got Darnold versus the Jets.
Yes, we do.
There you go.
Did he get wronged, or
yes,
were they right? We'll find out.
Yes, he did get wronged.
Diggs versus Bills. There's a really good piece by Fowler at ESPN about how the Diggs-Bills thing ended. Basically forms down to this. Problematic dude that Minnesota scouts and personnel all knew when they shipped him to Buffalo. Yo, he's really good. Good luck when he starts losing his temper. They fired or they lost a positional coach that he really loved in Buffalo. And he thought they were making a slight at him with their offensive adjustments with Joe Brady.
Of course he did.
When they were just trying to have a more complete offense in general.
Let's win football games. That should be the only thing that matters.
And I don't think this needs to be overlooked. They don't need the revenge to market this game, but it is a revenge game. A revenge game for the Pittsburgh Steelers for losing in the 94 season and the 95 Super Bowl.
The revenge is still alive.
The MVP, Larry Brown.
We're still feeling that way. Huh? It still makes my blood boil
Is it the other way? Revenge game for, what was it, 70-whatever?
You got to go to the most recent.
Super Bowl matchup.
In 1995, they played in the Super Bowl.
Is that Neil O'Donnell making Brown the MVP?
Yeah, threw him right to him.
Right
that was
there.
A fun day.
I hated that day.
That was the glory day. That was the last time the Cowboys were relevant, man.
Yep.
It's been a while.
It was.
And then came a salary cap.
Well, I'm curious to see the Darnold thing, because there's a lot of people, you're one of them, but there are national talking heads. Collins, one of them. All in, Sam Darnold. He's going to be amazing. And the Jet thing, it's largely not worked for anybody. And it didn't work for him. He was shipped off. He made a couple stops, and now he's found a home in Minnesota where he gets to start. And everybody viewed this as the bridge quarterback, right? If McCarthy was going to play this year, it was going to be after a couple weeks. But Darnold starts, and then you ease into McCarthy. Well, McCarthy tears his meniscus. He's out for the year. Oh, Sam Darnold, and I know I was wrong, at least at the start of their season, of, yeah, they have Jefferson. Minnesota's not going to be good. Undefeated, going overseas now. Darnold against the Jets. I know it's about more than that, but we like to boil it down to things. That's a really good narrative going into a game outside of the Jets in desperation and the Vikings are undefeated.
Yeah, the Jets' dysfunction will always be a good story, and if they are to lose this game, it will just add to that. And you can only say it's early in the year so many times, or there's no issues between coach and quarterback so many times until the head coach gets fired and we all end up being right. I love that athletes and teams try to do this, pretend that these are these made-up narratives out of thin air, like Aaron Rodgers has never had problems with a head coach or butted heads with anybody inside the organization, like we're just making all of this up. Like, no, there's something there. Will it derail their season? We'll find out in the coming weeks, but it will be funny to see it get derailed potentially and then them fire the coach and then say, yeah, you know, he didn't really get along with Aaron Rodgers. Oh, no, Sherlock, we knew that the entire season.
Who does?
The Darnold thing is funny. I feel like he's going to turn into somebody that now gets animosity because he's put on a pedestal that he probably shouldn't be put on.
Like, hey, why is there going
to
be animosity?
Well, I think this has happened to Purdy the last couple of years, that there's been this notion that because Purdy wins and the Niners have played well and his numbers look good, that there's been this rush by some to put him into this like top three or top five category, and then that leads to backlash. And instead of just saying, dude, he's a good quarterback, he's in a really good system, he's got a lot of really talented, skilled players around him.
And he's not making too
many mistakes. He's not making mistakes. Like, he's doing what his team needs to do to win the game. That's exactly what they need at that position. We don't need to act like Sam Darnold's a top five quarterback or a top 10 quarterback in the league. He's having a nice little moment. But I do find it hilarious and ironic that you have two guys who I think are playing the position at as high a level as anybody early in the season, who both did what for the New York Jets organization? They were railroaded. Sam Darnold and Geno Smith have found second homes, escaping that hellhole. And look, Geno Smith, I think, is playing the quarterback position as good as anybody not named Patrick Mahomes this year.
I would argue, well, statistically, he's playing it better than Mahomes.
He absolutely is. Yeah. And Darnold, his numbers speak for themselves, and they're 4-0. And it's hilarious that both of those guys came from the Jets, and that's leading to a lot of Zach Wilson jokes of, like, how long until he's a Pro Bowler with some other random team. Like, they're so dysfunctional that I'm happy those guys have found new homes.
I'm with you in some sense. I don't know how much animosity. Like, if the Vikings win this weekend, I'm somebody who didn't believe in the Darnold thing. We joked on this show last year, you put Darnold MVP ticket in there, and he never played a snap, really.
Yeah, not until the last week of the year.
And I think you did it again, mainly out of a joke, but right now, that ticket's maybe sellable. You could probably make money on cashing that ticket.
I'm going to do a locky. I'm not cashing that one out.
But what I find interesting is not so much, like, if I'm wrong on a player, very rarely I will double down, like, no, screw that guy. But rarely will I just nod and go, hey, I was wrong. This dude's good. Geno is one of these. Like, I noticed that when he filled in for Russ with the injury, like, hey, he was doing things that Russ isn't doing. I didn't know it would become this. This is unbelievable. Darnold, it's not animosity to me. And I think people that have animosity, I think the tough thing for those people is instead of saying, hey, how awesome a story is this, that this guy has turned this around, they want to do what you said. They want to point, well, anybody with Justin Jefferson or anybody with O'Connell or that offensive line. You could do that. That's fine. I think it's lazy. I also think it's interesting that if a player comes into the league and sucks, some guys are not allowed the grace to say, he was in a really bad situation. He's finally found a good one, and he's playing up to the potential that a lot of people said he had going into the draft.
Yes.
Right? Like, if Jared Goff's Rams story ends not with a Super Bowl loss and not with all that success, but he goes to Detroit and wins, I think in the beginning it's the same thing. Oh, Amon St. Brown, Montgomery. Like, you point to the things that he has. But instead, we'd seen him at success in the Rams. We thought he was cooked.
goes to Detroit and wins, and you go, yeah, Jared Goff's a good quarterback. I don't know where he is on the pantheon or how he compares. I know Colin did that yesterday. Of he's as good as Mahomes in the last 20 games. It's like, okay, yes, that's all right.
Yeah.
But I think the point is, it's because I think he sucked so badly in the beginning that it's hard for us to grasp how a guy can be such a different player.
Yeah.
And I think Darnold gets, whoever has the animosity, that's where it stems from.
Well, like somebody texted in, Sam Darnold, he sucked with every other team. Let's see how the whole season goes. He was viewed as a don't-miss quarterback. He's highly overrated.
Well, he sucked with the teams that he played for. He didn't play for the Niners.
He did not play for the 49ers.
So we don't know
if he played for him, but he didn't play.
Well, yeah, we don't know if he would have had success had he needed to play. But before that, who did he play for? The Panthers?
The other starts he had were with the New York Jets for 3 years and the Carolina Panthers. And that was it.
And please name me the quarterback. Like, you'd have to go Cam Newton, and then please name the Jets quarterback, Brett Favre, for 11 games. They haven't had a whole lot of success. Well, Sanchez went to the AFC title games.
But that wasn't because
saying.
Of him. He was out there fumbling, butt fumbling, and their defense with Bart Scott was one of the best in the league. That's why they went to the AFC title game back-to-back years. It's just a fascinating conversation because I think we can all acknowledge, and we're going to feel differently about different players and different quarterbacks. Like, many people won't give Bryce Young this benefit in Carolina because of his size and the way that he's looked, and now Dalton's come in and looked a little bit better. So he's not going to get the grace either, and I don't know if he'll ever find a career resurgence because maybe the height thing is so limiting to him, but I feel like at least we can acknowledge that this is a percentage breakdown of who is responsible for something failing. The quarterback definitely deserves some of the blame when it doesn't work out. But I would argue, and I hope most people would agree with me, that the lion's share of that is on the organization to put them in a good spot with a good coach, with a decent offensive line, with weapons to surround him with. And if you had that, things would go differently. The Jets did not do that at all with Sam Darnold. And so he's not free of any blame of it not working there. But let's not sit here and act like he was drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce to throw to, and Andy Reid was his head coach, and he had 9 touchdowns and 11 picks and barely completed 50% of his passes. It's a horrible organization. Carolina's one of the worst in the NFL, if not the worst in the entire NFL. This is just showing you this year, and with certain other guys, Geno Smith as well, finding stability, finding a good offense, finding a place that trusts you and believes in you and puts you in a position to succeed, it can change the landscape of your career, and I think they're great stories.
We'll get to some of those other stories maybe later in today or tomorrow. I think Diggs and the Bills, that's a good game. Buffalo and Houston, and then Steelers-Cowboys, it's just an iconic matchup. I know the Cowboys aren't that good, but very interesting. Talk about being paranoid. This reaches a whole other level. Next on The Fan. We'll get to some college football stuff. Did you see Jerry Jones had to make practice stop in Dallas so he could land a helicopter on the field?
Another headline that sums up that functional organization. Make everybody move the drill so I can land my chopper on the field and watch and talk about the size of their weens.
Dirt, do you know who Bria Reed is?
Bria Reed.
Yeah, does that name ring a bell for you?
Name does not ring a bell.
No. Bria Reed is a name that I discovered last night, and I had never heard of her either. Evidently, Bria Reed is the assistant director of on-campus recruiting for Missouri.
Missouri.
The head coach of Missouri is?
Eli Drinkwitz.
Missouri's not looked quite the part. They're ranked really high. They got a big game this weekend against A&M.
On the road at A&M.
And Missouri's looked a little sketch. Their explosive plays are substantially down from where they were a year ago, and so they're struggling a little bit, but they're undefeated.
And Vanderbilt took them to 2 overtimes.
How concerned is Eli Drinkwitz, you might be asking? Bria Reed, the assistant director of on-campus recruiting, according to Eli Drinkwitz, is not allowed at practice this week as they get ready to take on Texas A&M.
What?
Because Texas A&M has a redshirt freshman quarterback named Marcel Reed, who is the brother of Bria Reed. So before you might say, come on, Drinkwitz making a funny joke in a press conference, this was his quote. It's created an interesting dynamic. I'm not joking about this. At the end of the day, that's her brother and that's her blood, and we know that she's doing her job here, but family is always important, and so we don't want her to be any type of conflict of interest. In fact, I saw her in the hallway a second ago, and I'm not letting her in the copy room, and she's sure not going to have her eyes on the scouting report. End quote.
Are you kidding me?
He is worried that he's going to have espionage within his own program,
dude,
from an assistant director of recruiting whose brother is a redshirt freshman quarterback against their opponent.
If I were in her shoes in this scenario, much easier said than done, I would contemplate quitting. Like, if you hired me to do this job, I obviously love my brother. We have brothers that compete against each other all the time in sports. They're not always leaking information to the other one. They usually want to beat their sibling. If I ever had this chance against my brother, I would want to do everything that I could to beat him, because that's how I am as a competitive person. The fact that you don't trust her to be around practice reports and you think she's going to leak that information to her brother, I would contemplate quitting if I were her. Like, if you have that little faith in me, I'm out. I'm going to go work somewhere else. This is insane.
These people are so
You nice. Hired me to do a job, and you're not letting me do my job. Because
her brother might start for Texas A&M.
You think, and he should start for Texas A&M, because he's better than Wegman, and he's played at a decent level, and I think they're going to win this weekend against Missouri, which is going to make this story even funnier.
Well, you know, I've been kind of wondering this in my own life with certain people that I will not name, but like, when somebody hires somebody and then they show that they can't trust them, what does that say about that person?
Not great, Bob.
I mean, my takeaway is like, oh, you're not good at hiring people. Why should I trust you?
Yes.
To hire people.
A very integral role, by the way. Recruiting is the lifeblood of all these programs, and she plays a big part in that, and now you're not allowing her to do the full access of her job.
I just chuckle because, like, this doesn't shock me. I think a lot of coaches operate like this. Is psychotic.
Dude,
these guys are idiots.
There is something about him that I just can't stand. He is high on my S list in the sport.
Really?
And he has been for a number of years. Like, he has ranted and raved about so many things, from the transfer portal, about all these quitters who don't want to commit and blah, blah, blah. And then his team takes in a handful of transfers every year. He's that guy.
I think he's going to Florida. It's been my take for
Of course he's
going to
bounce. The guy doesn't have a bone of integrity in his body. And then he's had stuff on the conference realignment stuff last year. I remember he had a viral clip when all the ACC Pac-12 stuff was going and Cal and Stanford were going to that conference and the other teams are going to the Big Ten. He had this whole thing about, why don't we care about the student athletes? Why don't we care about the student? We got to think about the mental health of the student athletes. While his conference in the SEC, a move that he has fully supported because it's exciting for his school to be able to play old Big 12 rivals in Texas and Oklahoma again, he was all for that, which was the first domino that led to all these other dominoes falling. So it's great that the SEC gets to add to their portfolio and make $80 million a year, but other conferences doing it. Why aren't we thinking about the student athletes here? He talks out of both sides of his mouth. That dude's going to be gone from Missouri in like 12 months, and I can't stand him.
I love that you make him a Southern charlatan.
He looks like it. He's
but
got
I don't
the
think
hair.
He has an accent.
I think he's got a bit. It's a twinge, but not a deep Southern accent.
I like the one you gave him.
You know, you got to go, my fam. He's got that vibe going.
Bria, you're not working this week.
He doesn't look good in a visor either. I can't stand him.
He's an interesting cat. He did a hit on game day, like week two, and he was on the field with a robot dog. He's talking to Herb Street. I brought my dog, Kirk, and it was one of those weird robot dogs.
When you try and have a little bit of personality on national television and it completely backfires on you. Example one.
What a psychotic individual.
Look, it takes a lot to get me to root for Texas A&M, to root for Texas A&M, and
You're rooting for the Aggies.
I'm rooting for the – this is ridiculous.
Well, I think they're going to lose anyway. I think A&M's going to get them at home. Elko's
I'm all
good.
In. I'm going to go to their cheer crowd on Friday night. Go, Aggies, go! Standing up in my white suit. Let's go, man. I'm in the cult this weekend.
I'm going to pull that go, Aggies, go. And I'm going to hold it against you at some point when Oregon plays them in a playoff.
Playoff game. Go, Aggies, go!
Eli Drinkwitz, never change, you crazy son of a bitch. Loaded second hour of the program. A lot to get into. Dirt and Sprague, hour two on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.